You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Musician Katie Joe recently released the album Pawn Shop Queen. The former Kansan says her career as a country singer is an unlikely one. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Katie Joe and has more.
So when you were growing up in Wichita, did you have these sort of aspirations of becoming a musician? Or did you think along the lines of, I think I'm going to go off and study botany or something like that?
Yeah. I definitely did not expect to be a country musician. If you had asked me like 10 or 15 years ago when I was living in Wichita that I would now be talking to someone at KMUW about music I had made, that would blow my mind. I would sit in my bedroom, you know, in suburban Wichita. I would listen to the World Cafe on KMUW. My first experience with like music outside of top 40 commercial music, and really got into the sort of these alt country bands, indie folk, and I would write them down like in a notebook, and then I would go to Borders, which I don't think has existed for like a number of years, and I would go like through the stacks and like look through these albums and like listen in the headphones, and you know, just started to influence my musical taste. Never been too satisfied, can't keep up with your own stride. Second name, chasing the next round. But I also remember, I have this memory, it's a very clear memory of driving home one night, and I don't even know what radio station was on, but I remember the very first time I heard Hank Williams' Hey Good Looking. And I think I just turned, I pulled the car over. I was like, what is this? Like, I had never heard someone sing like that before. And looking back, I was like, man, that was the moment like country music got incepted into my mind, was hearing this like very strange yodeling sound. So I think there were kind of elements of it as I was growing up and formulating my own, like I said, musical taste. But I certainly never expected to perform and be writing my own music.
So you landed in Los Angeles, and you know, people don't immediately think of Los Angeles as being kind of a country music mecca, but there is such a long tradition of country music coming out of that city.
Yeah, there's quite a bit more out here than one would expect. There's the tradition, obviously, of Bakersfield. Then, you know, in more recent years, or recent sort of decades, you have Dwight Yoakam sort of continuing that line. I think that's just never really stopped. There's a really cool scene out here called the Grand Old Echo, which is sort of tries to be an outpost, you know, of it's like a rowdier version of the Grand Old Opry. And that happens every summer. So there are quite a few bands out here that are still doing this kind of sound. And for me, it was really helpful to kind of get linked up with that, because you can see just like high quality professional musicianship, you know, almost any day of the week, and it's kind of great to learn from. So yeah, people don't think about LA as being this like country music hub, but it's definitely still going strong. Love's only burning bright.
You know, I know you've said that a lot of times the lyrics come from personal experience, and I think I was listening last night to Are You Coming Home Tonight, and I was thinking, oh, that had to hurt, but at least you got a great song out of it, you know?
Yeah. There they are, kids right where you lift them. Yeah, sometimes there's that like sadistic part of your mind, like you're going through something awful, and songwriting feels like a superpower. You're like, well, at least I can turn this into something else rather than just heartbreak or depression.